How was your Labor Day? Did you labor or decide not to labor? I'm not sure what the day means, by the way.
I spent most of my day just sitting at home by myself, watching Instagram stories with the most hilarious captions. We're talking things like "No labor for me today," and then other things. This is funny because it was like very different. You see other people say like "Not doing any laboring at all today." And then some girls, they would post like them like by the pool, and
I
they
don't know
would
how they
say,
come up with this.
"What's labor? Never heard of it today." So I did a lot of that. It was so fun. It was refreshing.
8 months pregnant, so labor is gonna have to wait, but not today, because it is Labor Day.
Huh.
But not that kind of.
I think we follow different people. I didn't see that
I
one.
know. I did have some friends. I had a friend who was confused. They're only like 6 months pregnant, and they went to the hospital on Labor
Like,
Day.
I guess today's the day.
And they're like,
Huh.
no. Yeah.
She's like, "I'd like an epidural." It's
Okay.
like, actually, you're so far from doing any of this.
Yeah, it's called a due date. Like oh, that makes sense now. I thought that was way too soon to start doing it.
Yeah. Wait,
That
our due date was 6 months ago.
yeah.
Because that's
I
when.
think you're confused. Labor Day is September 6th this year.
Yeah, no.
You're
That's.
way off on the due date. About 9 months off. So
But.
embarrassing. Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. What is Labor Day?
I could be wrong, but I believe it was the first words that Washington said once he crossed the Delaware. And so it's like
Saw the
this.
cherry tree.
Yep, he sawed it down. He had an electric saw, but so it went down pretty fast. But he was like, "Labor
He
Day."
got his teeth from that tree too,
That's true. How
rumor
does that
says.
work? Wooden teeth?
Yeah.
Gotta be painful. I just eat applesauce at
Yeah.
that point.
Right. It probably doesn't look great either. You look like Groot.
I've always wondered that too, with like, it's very much in pirate culture. Oh, he had a peg leg. Really?
How
At
many?
this point in time, we're just attaching a wooden prosthetic to a sawed off kneecap?
Exactly.
What, with Gorilla
Why
Glue?
did so many pirates conveniently lose their leg at that point of their appendage?
Yeah, but not a lot of their leg. Just like the last 18 inches.
Yeah.
And then they thought the best way to still get around, could we manufacture a crutch?
A
Could we just give him a
stick.
crutch? No, it's just a skinny wooden rod.
Yeah, we need more peg legs, I think.
We do. I got excited for a little bit in the 90s. I loved watching a professional soccer, and my favorite player was Pele, but I thought his name was Peg Leg. So I
Yeah,
would
you're
cheer for
like,
him. He's doing
so
very good
you're
for
telling
Peg.
me he is leading the league in goals and he's got a peg leg.
And he just goes by Peg Leg. Huh.
I've got to see this guy.
Wow, he covers it very well.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the shin
Well, I
guards are
see the
for.
two legs, so what does peg leg mean?
Huh. He does seem to have a lot of female fans. I don't know.
Anyways, Pele.
Wooden.
Have you seen the? Did you watch any of the Paralympic games?
No. Are they
I've seen
cool?
some highlights. Yeah, it's cool. Like there was a guy playing ping pong with no arms. He's using his mouth,
Oh
and
my
like
gosh.
he would skunk you, dude.
Okay, how does
It was
this work?
crazy.
I've always been like, I guess I haven't been curious enough to look into it, but like the Paralympic Games, everyone there has some sort of physical disability, but not all disabilities are created equal. Like the guy
Right. I mean,
with
they
one
could.
arm has to play ping pong against the guy with no arms?
Right. So
That's not cool.
he literally, his opponent I saw him like get beaten out by was a guy who just like had a severe limp. I'm not kidding. He
He
clearly had
just.
like a bad knee and had a brace on and like struggled to walk.
Okay.
And I was just
But
like,
he has two arms.
yeah. I mean, I feel like that guy should have advanced. He like put up a few points with no arms. It was crazy.
It's like a
So I know what you
modern,
mean.
like the movie The Ringer. Like
Yeah.
people are trying to get into the Paralympic Games. Like, I get bad headaches.
Right.
It's like, sir, you're gonna need a little more than that.
I guess at some point there's gotta be, yeah, you can't get too specific because we'd run out of competitors. But yeah, there are
Imagine,
certain advantages for
yeah.
sure. Or there's blind swimming.
Ooh.
Yeah, saw
You
that.
just like someone blows a whistle at you and you kind of go towards it.
I don't know, but
You're
they find ways to do it.
like, I actually watch with my eyes closed to feel like
Yeah,
I was a part of
right.
the athletes.
Like what happened?
Who won?
This sounds exciting.
It's a commercial now. Dang
Yeah,
it.
I guess. Sure, they have some kind of technology, but yeah, it's fascinating. It's pretty crazy, those people.
If
I
you're.
mean, the fact that a human could be that good at ping pong with his mouth is fascinating.
It makes me think that maybe the movie, the Air Bud Baseball movie, wasn't fiction after all. Because he
I
would
mean,
bat with the bat in his mouth.
yep.
And I always used to think, this is silly, but maybe it's not. Maybe that was the Paralympic Games.
And there you have it.
That if you want to be athletic, it is, you can't just be halfway disabled. You got to go all or nothing. Like if you just kind of have like, oh, I lost my kneecap, I don't think that quite makes it to Paralympic Games. We can put in a plastic one. Now you're just slower than everyone else in the real Olympics.
There's just someone I got a hip replacement. It's like, well, that's not okay. You're like, fine,
go ahead and cut it off. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? No, well, this is a pretty simple procedure. I would like to compete in the Paralympic Games.
High cholesterol.
Cut it off. Cut off my cholesterol.
All right, doctor, do what you need to do. I'd prefer the left one. Sir, just take...
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Just take a statin drug. You're fine. You are not athletic either. So you'd still get beat with a guy with one leg. I mean, that's what's a bummer, is a guy with one leg. It's like, yeah, if I lost an arm, maybe I could compete. But that guy would still beat me. Can you... I'm sure there's specifics too, like a 100-meter dash. If you have one arm, you probably can't compete in that. It's like, there's really... You just need the legs.
Yeah.
So you to qualify for that, you probably have to be missing at least 20% of your legs.
Something.
It's probably something like that.
It's the pirate rule. If you would qualify for a peg leg, you could be in the Paralympic 100-meter dash.
But then have you heard that whole thing how some argue a no-legged person has an advantage?
It's like springboards.
Because they have less muscles and blood flow to like zap energy. I've heard that like that's the argument.
Huh. I always just thought it was because like sometimes you see those like prosthetic feet and it looks like springs. Because
that one guy was breaking records before he
brutally
murdered his wife, and then we had to stop talking about that. That was I feel like Paralympic Games was really on the up and up, and he was kind of the Usain Bolt of the disabled, and then he.
It's too bad that we've gotten to this point of culture and, you know, Twitter fingers and cancel culture where one historic, phenomenal athlete kills his wife time, Oscar Pistorius.
Thank you.
He kills his wife one time and now he's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Now he has to go to prison.
Right.
He was a star. He was a literal track star.
He replaced it with a prosthetic.
Yeah. I think he turns out he was pretty into dolls. And so he just had like a fake wife. It was no problem. It just stinks that that's where we're at.
Yeah,
I do think there is an advantage to somehow losing some limbs, like the 400 meter dash. You do one lap around the track, you run, you know, counterclockwise. You're losing your left arm. Now it's an advantage. Now you're kind of leaning that way anyway. You just pump normally, and I think your body just kind of naturally steers left.
Right.
That's unfair.
That is unfair.
That's not cool.
It starts to get interesting. There's a lot of arguments to be had there. I personally think they should. When you were like categorizing people and humans are separate games, at what point is there like a different games for different races? Because there's clear advantages in a number of these. I'm sorry, East Asia, have your own racket sport based Olympics. No one could beat you. Just do it. Black 100 meter dash.
We're never ever going to compete in that.
Just hold it in Jamaica and put it on TV.
Let them do their thing. The Winter Olympics, just have all the Nordic countries just do all of that.
Swimming, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that.
We got that.
White people are all over that.
There's no ball involved? Great. Yeah. We'll do that one.
Yeah. I mean, there starts to be an argument for that.
I think that would be fun. I'd also like to see, dude, how fired up would you be if like not only were our best athletes competing country to country, but like our political leaders were also in their own Olympic Games. Like imagine just like finding out that, you know, Nancy Pelosi can throw a javelin. Like she's actually like one of the favorites.
Whoa.
And like, come on, Nancy.
Yeah.
And you're rooting against, you know, some Russian.
She's probably for a lot of jabbing.
Yeah, probably. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People forget Trump's like 6'4 or something.
Put him in the post.
His grandson's like 6'9.
Really?
And also or is it his son? It's his son. Well, you see the confusion there. That's what I was saying. That was what was interesting about it. He was 68 when he was born. But you know, what if Barron Trump is a blue chip 5-star prospect? Where to get the genes?
One thing I'm worried about though, like if he does want to play basketball, his small hands, he might not be able to grip the basketball very well.
That's a good point.
So
you just can't have a guy checking into the game two-handed a water bottle. You can't, dude. 5-star athlete. He's got offers from Wait. What is he doing?
He's handling the Gatorade bottle like a small sippy cup. He is 18 now. Yeah. I don't know why he's gripping it like this.
I don't know what he's doing.
I would love for political leaders to compete in the Olympics. That'd be awesome.
It would be good. Obama.
Obama could play
and hoop.
Yeah.
Not a track star though, because he smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
Does he still?
I don't know.
I remember clips of him smoking cigs, and it was, you know, it's just a fun fact.
I watched a 9/11 documentary two nights ago, and turns out George W. Bush ran 4.5 miles with a collegiate cross country star the morning of 9/11. So he was we'll use his strengths in the long distance races. True.
Yeah, I can see that. He's a scrappy short guy.
Yeah.
He was a cheerleader in college.
I mean, cheerleader. That's right. He was a cheerleader in college. So
really,
see a gymnastics. I mean, his name is literally W. We've got it.
That's all he gets.
Gymnastics. Let's just like why some of these countries. Why sign up for gymnastics? Give us Russia, U.S. and wasn't Romania the powerhouse until they
like back in the day?
Finally, someone made it illegal for them to like manufacture kids.
I think there was a decree passed recently against that. Yeah, yeah.
What they were doing for real. They were like, they had some crazy rulers. Like you just have a bunch of them. I was like, who's going to take care of them? Like we don't know. I feel like we should think about
the gymnasium will take care of them.
Horrible. So that ended their dominance, but.
I would also like to see, I know that not a lot of other people play American football, but what if we just get U.S. versus the world? Everybody gets, you know, a shot at it.
Yeah.
Just one team, just the entire world. Compile a
team. It'd be close. No way.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe I'd like to see, because football is such an American thing, no one else is playing football. Maybe it's just guys like you and me. Say, hey, if you played high school football, but you weren't like, All-State, we're going to draw from the hat and you just play.
You have to compete against China.
China's in football team. We'll see what happens.
That's more fun.
That's pretty fun.
I think that's a fun variation. What if we...
Because they'd have to learn the rules. I mean, they'd really have to start from scratch. So we'd have a big advantage.
Yeah.
They'd just be face masking us, breaking our necks.
Like, you 15 can't yards. Do that. 15 yards. Thank All right. you.
You're the ones who put the masks on.
Yeah.
Don't try to rip them off.
This is your fault. What if it was... American football was kind of a... that was good.
Thanks.
A two-parter. U.S. versus the world. Our NFL stars. We play them in a game of football. But then we also... There's a 12-month time period where you try to not get a felony for domestic assault. And both teams also have to try and do that, too. Mm-hmm. That's where the playing field might be evened.
Right. That's not an easy one. Dude, yeah. I was looking back at our footballs back video.
Mm-hmm.
I love when we look back at some of the videos that like I'm proud of. This is funny. I'll share with the recties. We made it 2 years ago. Might reshare it this week or something because football's back. Parody of Backstreet's back. And there's some funny jokes that are just about like, if you get the victory, I'll ignore your criminal history.
That was good.
Beat my brother, Seaman Fantasy, but not your girlfriend. And I'll never forget this.
Oh, I'm down on my knees.
Kaepernick. Shout out to Kaepernick. There was the funniest part about that dude is this room no longer works there, so I feel fine. But we knew someone at the NFL and we had kind of worked with the NFL and loved the NFL. But I remember being kind of hesitant to post it because it's clearly just roasting the NFL and some of those issues. But I was like, this is great. And I remember that girl like shared it and like texted like my manager and stuff and was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Perfect.
This is great. We love it. I was like, I don't think she actually watched the video.
Must not have the closed captions on.
Yeah. We're mentioning Kaepernick and whatever. There's no way you're like pumped about this. Like, this is what we need to talk about.
I'm going to email this to Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
He should see this.
Mm. But Correct Opinions is back. Episode 104. 5.
Is it? So 2 year anniversary?
Oh, what is it? It's 4, yeah?
Happy.
I think it might be the anniversary, Derek will tell us. But we're back with another great episode. Thanks for coming on back, and roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Episode 104 confirmed 2 year anniversary of Correct Opinions. That math checks out, I do believe.
For me, it does.
No weeks off, yeah. So thank you everyone, the day oneers or the newcomers. Please give it a 5-star review, share with your friends, like it, comment, whatever. Check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, throw us a YouTube comment. Those are always fun. That's really the only way for us to get feedback on this.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying. Podcasts can't. They need to. Surely Spotify. That's coming. Spotify or something. Start.
Come on.
Throw a comment section on Likes a podcast episode.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Every other website does this.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be coming.
Surely. Yeah, I bet they're working on something big. But yeah, you did it. 2 years.
We did it. We did it. Get your tickets, treykinney.com/tour, where more shows are selling out. It's awesome.
It's coming up. Can't
believe it. I'll
be here in like 3 weeks.
Crazy. So yeah, that's insane. 3 weeks.
First thing you're going to do on the tour bus, Trey, what's it going to be? You're going to make it your own? You're going to decorate it?
Yeah, I'll bring my own blankie and pillow.
Actually?
Yep. So there you go.
Huh. So like on the airplane or like in your luggage.
So I'll have to pack less of stuff I need or get a bigger suitcase.
Huh.
But half of that will be a large, will be a pillow and a blanket, yes.
Does the bus come with blankets? Is it BYOB?
It is. It's not BYOB, but you know, it's kind of like, I always BYOB in all regards. You go to a party and there, would you like a red blend or a Heineken? Good thing I brought my own juicy, delicious summertime pale ale, dude. And I don't, we want to show up to your hospital bed sheets. I don't know what they have. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been on this bus before.
That's true. Rec basketball, you got invited to a pickup league. You don't really know the vibe there.
Right. BYOB. I brought my own four black guys.
Oh, we were thinking black guys. Different Bs there.
What were you saying?
Sorry. I had like a nice Wilson basketball that I like to play with.
Oh.
What were you saying?
Bring your own black teammates.
Oh.
Because then the bigger things I've been invited to have been like at a church parking lot. And if I brought all my black friends, we would win.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that why they call it a black top?
There's a certain type that is called a black top. But yes, okay, that's my understanding.
Of like asphalt in a church parking lot.
Yeah, they could ball out there.
So I think point being BYOB in any regards.
Yes, I believe that's always smart.
Potluck. What are you doing?
Easy. I'm bringing the boys because we're going to the trough. Hungry. Funeral. BYOB.
Oh, yeah. Bring your own basket, like a flower basket.
Oh,
don't rely on 1-800-Flowers to deliver.
Not a body basket.
No, that would be a casket. Let them. I've learned.
Oh, that's what they're called.
One time I thought it was BYOC. Do not bring your own casket. It's not funny. Your grandma will not see the humor in it whatsoever. Right. But bring in your own basket is fine. Okay. Picnic at the park.
Bring your own body.
Oh. Like a friend?
That is funny. Picnic at the park. Bring your own binoculars.
Good.
Because there's a lot of people around.
And they're far away.
And they're far away. The way I picnic.
I picnic real up high.
Yeah. Real off. Yeah. I really get woodsy.
I'm not really on the park per se.
Yeah.
But I do have a view of it.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could have a romantic picnic. It's like, okay, where did you bring a blanket or just a pair of binoculars?
Why are we in this deer blind?
Yeah.
This is just kind of how I picnic.
Yeah.
I have a set of binoculars for you too. Eat up. Speaking of binoculars, my dad recently won through his work a gift card, a $500 gift card to Bass Pro.
Wow. I mean, he's the king of the town.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is basically a king.
I mean, the best thing ever. Farm people or TikTok boys? Those who want.
What?
The Bass Pro hats.
Oh, yeah.
Are for some reason a thing, no?
Yeah. Your old roommate. We ran into him recently. He's I went all the way to Bass Pro just for this hat. Like, how old are you?
He needs to delete TikTok. That was not a good influence on him.
I literally commented on his Instagram.
I loved that, dude.
I just commented, what is this? Like, what am I looking at? I don't get it. Sorry, I was roasting this guy on the podcast.
It's so funny. That was a great comment. I laughed at that. We're talking about one of my my old roommate who's a hilarious guy and just like, I guess he's just like a 30-year-old acting like a TikTok kid. He's like, I should get this Bass Pro hat and post cool selfies or something. Like, I think there's I want to desperately be the dad who's not like, what are you kids? I can't keep up. But I think it's also important if you're 40, be 40.
Don't keep up.
Don't be 60.
Yeah.
But don't be 20.
Yeah.
I can't be 40 years old and I walk in with a pair of like off-white Nikes.
Like, see this,
that's
kids?
That's not cool. I have a joke with some of my friends. We talk about all the cool dads you knew growing up. You grow up and you're like, oh, we thought they were cool because they were
like
on the same maturity as we were.
Yeah.
That guy's been divorced 4 times. He's not cool anymore.
He's not cool at all.
But when I was 17, and I could call him by his first name, and he would...
He was, like, really good at SSX Tricky.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was weird.
Yeah, you're like, your dad's so good at SSX Tricky. Lucky! My dad won't play childish video games with me. He's at work all day.
He's investing into his marriage.
Yeah. He's on date night with mom. Come on.
Your dad's the coolest. He plays on all Madden mode.
Yeah. Which remember that one time we played with your dad on Call of Duty and he called that kid a boner? That was sweet.
Your dad's the coolest guy to have in our clan.
Yeah. That's a great bit because that is so true.
It's like, I had no idea.
Can picture a handful of them. We're like, that guy's awesome. It's like, yeah, Dad, thanks for having all of us call you Mr. Kennedy and not like...
Not passing out Smash Mouth CDs to my friends.
Yeah.
Because looking back, that's kind of weird.
It's probably good that you tucked your shirt in and just did your taxes. And
in hindsight, Dad, thanks for not being around a ton in the daytime.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of alarming now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Brian's dad was very available.
Yeah, or the 3 a.m. time. Yeah. So you should definitely be asleep, not at the bars with your... 21-year-old friends.
You guys remember Brian's dad? I saw him at Incredible Pizza the other day. Yeah, for Devin's birthday party. I think he was just there by himself. I don't know. It was weird. He was over by the skee ball.
That's good. Bass Pro, your dad.
Congrats, oh, yeah. By the way. He's got a $500 gift card.
That's for sure your Christmas gift, I guess.
Probably. He has no idea what to spend it on because he doesn't really do anything outdoors related at all. He really doesn't do anything anymore. I think he goes and he cheers on high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking at boats. He was like, you know, with the gift card, it would only be $79,500.
Yeah.
So that would be nice to take a job.
Bass Pro gets you. $500 gift card. You're like, I either buy 78 items or I just...
that I don't need.
I get a 3% off this boat.
Yeah. That's it. They're smart marketing people. And it has my dad convinced that he's going to get into these hobbies that him and I both know he's never going to get into. He was like, I was looking into getting a 2-person kayak for me and your mom. I'm like, you live on a farm.
Yeah.
There is no body of water anywhere near you. And also, you've never been kayaking. I shouldn't be the one to have to tell you, don't do this. You know better.
Don't do that.
You will never kayak.
Mom texted me. She does not want to do that.
You drive a sedan. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get this kayak home?
We'll have to buy a new car, and then we'll put it in a pond in the backyard, and we're getting $500 off. It's going to end up costing me $100,000 to do all this.
You mean with the car payment and then, you know, the loss?
Don't get that.
Don't get the kayak. Dude,
Bass Pro, I think the first Vine I ever deleted, like made, uploaded, and then was like, this was bad, and it's obvious, deleted was... we were near Bass Pro. I don't know if we went there specifically for this or we're near it, but I thought it would be just hilarious to have me and my buddy get in one of the display boats at Bass Pro and then start really like tight on us and go and say like, man, she dumped me. It's like, looks like we're in the same boat. And then you pan out and we're sitting in a boat. Dude, that was 2013 Vine humor.
Heck yeah, dude. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Even that didn't get any views at that point. So it's something to learn. That's probably the only time I've set foot in Bass Pro. It's for content.
Just content. Can't turn it off. Can't turn the machine off. Well, wish I could.
He won like a random drawing for $500 to Bass Pro.
I think it was merit based. I think he did a good job at his work and he was granted $500.
Oh, okay.
So good for him.
That's great. That's how I'm going to start
rewarding me.
Yeah. You've been doing great, man. I just thought instead of just,
you know what's better than money?
Here's $1,000 to Bass Pro.
Spend it wisely.
You know, you did great.
Yeah.
Like, then it's you and your dad in a kayak.
He's like, finally.
Park pond.
Yeah.
Those guys kayaking? This pond is maybe 100 square feet. Where are they going? That's hilarious.
When's the last time you went fishing?
I don't think I've... Maybe once. And I was like... No.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
You've been fishing once?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're not. It's the worst activity.
But.
I can't even believe people.
BYOB, bring your own bait. And bring your own, I don't know, patience probably is the main thing you actually need to bring.
Yeah.
I'm
like, ooh, a fish on there. I just don't get the.
Even the thrill of it.
No.
You're not into it.
No.
Huh.
I don't know.
So you've been
that hunting? Like, I don't.
I've never been hunting.
yeah, I've never been hunting, probably never will. Like, let's shoot these birds. And just like, I don't really care why. There's nothing in me that wants to just shoot birds or like get fired up about that. I don't know.
If I could hunt at like a normal hour at a normal temperature, I would maybe say yes to an invitation. Mm-hmm. But every time I've been invited to hunting, they're like, what are you doing this Saturday? I'm like, I'm free. You want to hunt with us? Maybe. What time?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting up before the sunrise and it'll be about 42. You know, that's when the deer right. be suspected.
Yeah, we're doing it. We have to go up to this land in Iowa. So we'll pick you up about 2:15.
Oh, and also don't wear anything nice. We're going to have to dump deer urine all over your body.
Yeah.
It helps. Just,
yeah. Don't skip the coffee because you have to lay perfectly still. But basically, for hours in the bushes. Just picture like...
Also, what's your resting heart rate? Right. Because you can't be breathing too loud.
It's like a super cold 6-hour MRI. You just have to lie there prone while holding a rifle until a tiny pheasant makes itself known. It just, who wants to do that? And then I shoot the pheasant. I go, now what? And they're like, you did it. Like,
take it, put it in the truck.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to have pheasant for dinner. I'm like, I don't want that.
I think you could cook this.
I'm sure it's fine, but that seems like a lot of ordeal, or I could walk down the street and have seared chicken breast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've heard it similar, like golf. Now I'm currently pretty into golf, and I was kind of always like, I don't know about golf. So maybe, you know, maybe life goes on, you kind of get fired up for it. Fishing, I get a little more if you're catching like nice, fresh, delicious fish.
Like deep sea fishing.
Maybe. That you then cook or something's kind of maybe rewarding. But
catch and release. Yeah.
That is what I really don't understand.
Really?
Imagine if, what's the fun? That's the whole point, right? To catch the fish and you got it now. That's like, we finally found Ted Bundy. What if they're like, all right, you can go. What would be the point?
I mean, I think this is probably just the difference in why you're married and I'm not. You know, yeah. I'm more of a catch and release guy, and you want to hang on to him.
Okay, she says you like me. Off you go.
Off you go. That was fun.
Yep. Woo.
Got to get back to my kayak.
You made me work for that one. Katie's dad, he went like deep sea fishing. And we like, it was cool because like we ate the tuna he caught, but it took them like 12 hours to catch this like 100-pound tuna. It's like, I mean, I could have just run to Costco.
What's like the most country boy activity you'll do? Like, how country do you get?
Oh, I can get pretty country. I ate deep fried cow testicles once.
When was this?
Yeah. Oklahoma Calf Fry Music Festival.
Who is headlining?
Don't tell me. The Turnpike Tuba Fours.
You told me, don't tell me. Like, I know that you know. Don't tell me, though. Don't tell me.
Yeah, it was chill. I mean, the lake. I grew up going to, like, a redneck lake.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fish in it.
You ever get into dipping?
No. Did you?
No.
It was hard not to from your parts.
Well, a lot of people on the baseball team were dipping.
Okay, but you were a good little sheltered boy, huh?
I might have done it had they not just... you know, riddled me with terrible warnings. Like, can have this, but just FYI.
Don't do it, kids.
It's awful. Do not swallow it. You're going to get very sick your first time. You're going to be pretty dizzy. Do you want this before you step up to the plate? What? No. You guys are all doing this?
Do you want to try this? The first five times you do it, I mean, you just want to die. So power through that, and then it's...
And then it's kind of like a little buzz.
So-so. So does that sound... And it's... Oh, then we for sure know it gives you cancer. So all that, you want to... It's weird. It's weird.
It's like, well, I'm struggling to make the starting nine as it is. I don't think I want to be dizzier than I currently am.
I think I need that. Yeah.
So, no, didn't get down on it too much. Maybe someday.
Most country thing you do, did, will do.
I grew up bass fishing quite a bit. So that was kind of country.
Did you ever cook them?
No. Never once. Because we had learned that we live in a society where I can go to Joe's Diner and just get a burger in 5 minutes. Yeah. I don't need to catch a fish.
Crappie fish, we did get excited about, and I could do this fishing where you just, it's one of those kind of like mechanisms where it feels the pressure and just yanks the fish up. So we just tie those off the dock.
Now this is a society I want to live in.
Just leave it for a day.
It reels in the fish for you.
Yeah. It's like a yo-yo or something. So it, you know, it has like a mechanism
that once it feels weight,
it pulls it. So we just would line the dock with those and then check them once a day and you'd catch a few fish. So I remember we caught like a dozen or a couple dozen catfish or whatever, and then we ate them.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever do this? Did you ever see this happen? Or did they just tell you?
I did. I witnessed the live trimming of these fish. It was horrific.
Okay, so you know.
Their heads were still flopping in the bucket after. So why are we doing this?
Well, that's good that you at least saw it. I imagine like them come home and like, we just caught a bunch of fish, just, you know, seared them, yeah, cooked them, everything. So, why does it say Long John Silver's on the box? That's the name of the dock where they give you like to-go boxes.
Is there crawfish in this? No. That's just...
This seems like
We missed that on the Red Lobster menu.
Is this a hush puppy? That's a fish.
That's a
fish.
You
didn't know? You're very porous. Very porous fish.
Okay, let's go to a little... I've been really into TikTok lately.
TikTok's great.
So let's go into that. I don't know if... Not to brag, but... I did one of my first TikTok trends. Went viral.
Congrats.
You know, I'm a TikToker for sure. But I'm loving watching TikToks. I have one that really got me. I think it will spur in a nice conversation. This is a TikTok I found that should be able... You can watch it on our YouTube or just listen. Of course, now I've misplaced it.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a second. It killed me, man. Here it is. So this is like, this is a bit on when the side character gets introduced in a show.
Oh, okay.
One of those kind of CW dramas.
Hey, Zeke. Hey, you gotta watch The Blind Side, man.
Bro, you're crazy. Watch the arm.
Oh, what, you're Mr. Football now? Quit acting like you're too good for your best friend of 13 years just because I got into that one drunk driving accident and killed 6 children.
That killed me, dude.
Just because I got the one drunk
every show ever.
Yeah.
Your best friend ever. We just watched All American, which is so good. And it's like those cheesy football shows, but it's instead of in a white farm or a white suburb, now it's in a black community. And his best friend is a lesbian girl who loves to be in gangs. And there's people getting shot and murdered and stuff like that. And so at one point in the show, he's like, maybe I should distance myself from her. But then someone's like, but she's your day one homie, man. You know she'd do anything for you. It's like, yeah, but she is. She might cause me to be murdered by gang people.
And yeah, she might give me up.
But...
Yeah. But she was there. You were preschool.
But preschool.
Same one.
It's great.
What are the odds?
Quit acting like you can't rock with your best friend just because I killed those children on the school bus that one time.
No, that's pretty perfect. The dark secrets.
That killed me, dude.
It's always... I haven't even seen that TikTok, but I'm going to guess the main character is like physically more impressive than the side character.
Oh, they did it perfect.
Yeah, that's how it always is.
This guy, he's a huge guy in a Letterman jacket, and this is some tiny, like, goofy guy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Hair. Yeah, it's always like, dude, you're the varsity athlete, you're the star, no one's gonna know me,
right?
The main character convinces the side character that he does deserve, like, the pretty girl, like, to go to prom with. He's like, really? I'm not even a quarterback though.
It's so good. No, he always has the football. Watch the arm. As if, like,
easy.
Any high school athlete is like running around like doing fight nights with their friends on the weekends.
Oh, they're, yeah,
like, I gotta rest my arm.
Yeah, they're not taking that
for
much
those
care
Friday night lights.
Yeah, half the athletes I grew up with were like, you know, I'll probably be at the game, but I did get run over by a BMX bike last weekend. So we'll see. My neck still hurts.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I hurt myself trying to make a vine at Bass Pro Shops. So it's the best, man.
That's the best. TikTok is getting better and better. Just people doing that. I love that kind of like observational comedy. Like, it's just like recreating something that we've all seen and done, but we didn't realize it was as relatable as we thought. That stuff is so great. I think I...
Excuse me. Taking a drink of my water jug.
Okay. Let me try to find one. Recently, it was about...
Wow, what time is it? I'm 2 hours ahead of my pace.
Everyone is...
Gallon of water. How annoying are these?
So proud of you.
At least mine isn't inspirational. You seen those?
Oh, no.
You're almost there. Keep going.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
You haven't seen those?
No.
So have you seen this, though? Are you familiar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so it's got the, like, you should be drinking this much by this time. It's funny, like... This one says 7 a.m. How early do you think I wake up? It wants me to drink like 40 ounces of water by 7 a.m.
I think that's how you wake up, is you pour 40 ounces of water
on it. Yeah, it just starts going. I'm like,
I'm awake.
According to this bottle, I need to start waking up at 5:45.
That's what they expect out of people like you.
And they want, I guess so. That is true. If you're a water jug person, you're annoyingly waking up early.
Probably. You're not lazy.
But there, yeah, there's some that are like, good morning, that great job, almost halfway there, keep going, you got this. Are you getting tired of having to pee yet? Does this really help?
Yeah, they should make it more realistic.
Gotcha. No human needs to drink this much water.
Yeah.
We should make one like that.
Yeah, one where it starts off just like, congratulations. You already think you're better than everyone.
Yeah, because I feel like traveling with you, I've seen you survive on no water for like 4 days at a time.
My digestive system is not that far off from what I believe a camel also has. The amount of water that I'm able to store within me and use for days on end is nothing short of astounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real, to me, it's catch and release. It's, right. You know, catch some water and just slowly release it throughout my body.
Yeah,
that's for an smart. Entire weekend.
But you're ahead of the game.
I have a TikTok that you might enjoy, Trey. It's kind of a similar note. This guy is just making fun of first dates.
Okay.
Which you haven't been on a while, but still.
What do you do for work? Okay, nice. Yeah, that's awesome. No, I had a buddy who he used to work. Okay, how about this? What kind of shows do you like to watch? You watch The Office. What's your favorite scene from The Office? Fine, you can do top three. Did you switch majors before you studied abroad, or you studied abroad first and then, okay. That's crazy that you switched to economics. Are you a dog person or a cat person? I'm totally a dog person. Yeah, same. But you said cats? No, so I like both. I'm pretty much like I like both. This is only my second Hinge date. What do you do for
that was pretty great. Dude, that's so brutal. The weird ones, like, I catch myself doing that a lot and I hate it. The weird small talk where you're like, okay, so when did you change majors when? It's like, that doesn't matter at all. Why am I asking this?
I don't care.
I don't care at all. Anytime anyone's like, yeah, live in Kansas City, like, oh, okay. So,
okay.
That's the one. Is that Kansas or Missouri?
Okay, let me ask. Are you in Kansas? You're not in Kansas.
You don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't even care.
I don't know. I don't know my address. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's like, that sucks when you're at a date and that's the vibe. You're just like, I wish I could date again because I hope I'd have the guts to, if it was bad, just to be like 10 minutes in. She'd be like, you know what? Maybe we should just bounce right now. Do you agree? Because I'm kind of, we don't have to do this for the next 80 minutes.
Did you switch your major after I ended the date 10 minutes in or before?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, it was before. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this 10 minutes.
No, I'll eat both meals, honestly. I think that sounds fine. You take off.
I was on a coffee date one time, and I think you'll be proud of me because I just addressed it. It was a little bit of an awkward silence, like, you know, she's asking questions, I ask questions, and then there's like a point where I think neither of us had a question in mind. And so she goes, so do you, have you ever seen The Office? And I just go, come on. Like, you can't just like ask something.
When in doubt, bring up The Office.
I was like, you're just like guy who can't make small talk at all. So you listen to music? You ever do music?
You ever do music?
You more of music or do when you listen? Earbuds or... Do you watch Air Bud?
Sorry. Do you watch the Paralympics?
You watch one arm or one leg? What do you think is harder to run a race on?
Yeah. Do you think Oscar Pistorius did it? He was fast. So
cancel culture is tough. Dr. Seuss. Do you think his imagery was racist?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did write that 120 years ago. So it was like, kind of like, duh. Everyone was racist, but.
What do you think?
Maybe he was a good one. But yeah. Was he actually a doctor? We should be calling that out. Yeah, okay, you can do top three.
Okay, top three.
One of my biggest, anytime anyone's asked, it is a brutal question, but just like favorite movie or whatever, and just say one. Because it doesn't matter, no one cares.
We don't need to actually know.
There's only one wrong answer to what's your favorite movie. One, and it is...
This is tough.
Can I choose a several?
Can you guys come back to me?
Just say Happy Feet. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
That is so true. That is some of the most like gospel stuff you've ever said. I mean, that it's is
only,
just
only wrong.
Any
answer.
Group dynamic, just say something. No one cares. No one cares.
Dude, they even did this in college, which shocked me. But there'd be classes, be like, name, degree, and fun fact about yourself.
Yeah,
just the. Such a lose-lose. Because you always have someone who... Rarely is there an actual fun fact where it's like...
It's always a brag.
Yeah. I don't know, something crazy. I'm related to Joseph Smith, the Mormon. That is a fun fact.
That's fun. That's fun to know about.
I'm not personally.
But if we worked closely alongside someone, it would be fun to know that that's accurate.
But then you have some people like, my fun fact is that I'm the only one ever to won Miss Teen Texas twice. You're like, all right. And then others say something weird. So I would make one up every time because I got nothing.
It doesn't matter.
I remember one time I was like,
I was born with two tongues.
Yeah, my fun fact was I got to regionals at tennis by playing with my offhand, or I'd say something. And I'll never forget one time a person would be like, no way, you said you're from Edmond?
Uh-oh.
And you made it like, I was there, and they called me out, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I just go, I just made that up.
I don't care about this. Like,
what's wrong with this guy? And it was not a good look.
I was in Hawaii, and this man approached me. Oh, this is the guy same guy from last week, who's like, September, January.
Me.
Same guy. Who I could just tell was just like, this conversation does not matter. This is not real. He asked me where I was from. So I said, Portland, Maine. And he goes, you know, I used to live in Portland, Maine. I was like, gosh, dang it. In Hawaii.
In Oregon.
But once again, it doesn't matter because this person's crazy. So he's just like, what do you do? And I say, well, born and raised in a lobster fishing family. So, you know, kind of didn't have a choice. And then he's asking me specific lobster. How do you cook them? Whatever.
Yeah, we just released them.
Yeah.
It was hard to earn a living, but
I've been taking unemployment. Yeah.
Yeah. That was our family's philosophy.
Catch and release.
It's been a hard life.
How'd
you afford Hawaii? Nah. My dad's a Bass Pro influencer.
Yeah. Basically what you do is you buy low, sell high on gift cards. You wait for inflation to take its path and then really cash in.
Yeah.
My dad has 1.4 million gift cards.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
But
yeah. Anyway.
That's a great point.
I was born and raised in Portland, Maine.
Yeah. Shout out to that. Yeah. The interesting fact stuff. I hate it. There's so many. College was such a lie. We did so many weird high school-y things in some of my classes.
College, I mean,
they
for
probably
the first
don't
2 years,
do that at MIT, but
I couldn't get over gen eds in college. No one warned me that I was going to have to learn the scientific method again in college.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm paying for this. I know what my major is. Like, I have this all set up.
I should have embraced more. It's funny. I was so young and didn't think about it, but it's funny. Is there any other product that you pay for and you have like no control over? Like, you have to take this class. You're like, all right. Like, wait a second. How much is this going to cost me? I'm paying for it.
I should be in complete control of the curriculum. Or not,
like,
the curriculum.
Yeah, I'd like a finance degree, but I'd like to only take the finance classes since it's called a finance degree. Well, you're going to have to take Intro to the Human Arts in order to
do that. And let's go through Shakespeare one last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really?
Really?
I need that.
Why is there so much Shakespeare still?
Why am I reading Beowulf? I'm a sports marketing major.
No one,
I don't understand any of this.
There's TikTok now. Yeah. No one in their free time is reading, let alone reading Shakespeare.
You should be able to learn that if it's like a hobby for you, if someday you want to be a comedian and you need to reference it. That is the only reason why.
Right. You think in 300 years we will have classes on like Charlie D'Amelio?
I hope so.
She's the highest honor of the arts right now.
Yeah. I hope so.
Shakespeare, dude. I don't.
College is just too bad. It's going to have to change or people are going to stop going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a point to a lot of degrees at this point.
Yeah. It's anything business related. I just feel bad for people paying for that. But hey, it's fun. Tailgating's fun, though, guys. So it makes
it
worth it.
So it is worth it.
$85,000 to tailgate.
I think my kids, I'll say, don't get a degree. You don't need it. But you got to do something to make money. But you go live on campus and just like hang out with all these people.
You just start a
like
business.
You're in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't go to the classes.
Do not go to the classes.
So
don't
you
pay
make
for
some
anything.
Friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do. Ooh, you create a business doing their work, but you get paid.
Yeah. Homework buddy.
We were on the like beginning of that where like the internet is, you can find so many answers on the internet.
Yeah.
And now there's so many services you pay someone to write your paper for you and stuff.
Oh yeah, you could ghostwrite your entire college degree if
absolutely
you wanted to.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I remember back in the day, it's one of the things I looked around at when I was like trying to earn a buck, was like, do I want to be paid to write papers? I went with no, but I thought about it.
Yeah, I was
almost not as much as you think. I really don't like writing those.
Writing papers is awful, especially research papers. Oh. No thanks.
Just let us give you the research, the citing it.
Just trust me.
I was like, no, yeah.
I didn't just come up with me, this. Bro. I got this from somewhere.
Yeah, you think I'm this creative? Just trust me.
And I can't even imagine being a professor and assigning, yeah, I'm going to make everyone write a research paper that I have to grade.
Yeah.
There's no way. And now that I'm thinking about it, being older, there's no way my professor went and like saw if I was like plagiarizing or not. I could have copied and pasted the whole thing. There's no way.
Dude, I feel like I may have mentioned this before. I apologize if I had, but I remember teachers who, like English teachers, were like, just... You guys are lucky to have me just spend another entire night grading all your research papers. Don't assign them.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Also, you have 3 months off.
Yeah.
All right. You can take a couple nights.
Your summer. Yeah. Take them to Hawaii. Oh, that drove me nuts. Like, you're the one. I'd rather grade them than do them.
Yeah.
So, come on.
I remember, talking to teachers, just being like, are you going to come to, like, my game tonight? I wish. I got to grade all your papers. Right during the game. That's the only time you can grade, like, the papers.
You get home at 3:30, right?
I feel like we made it to state. It would be cool if you came.
Yeah,
but you have to grade papers right now.
You get off at 3:30. I have practice till 6:30. Why are high school students low key? I worked like 80 hours a week in high school. Yeah. We have 4 hour practices at all the school, and then homework. It was ridiculous.
I also can't imagine even being a teacher and being like, after I'm done with my work day, I want to go spend another 2 hours coaching a different set of kids. Yeah. With like a new, like,
yeah, just, I know.
Oh my gosh. And then when I get home, I have to grade papers.
That's a good point. The shout out to coaches. But coaches too. Crazy work schedule.
I get paid an extra $125 a week. Mm-hmm. They said.
They gave me a gift card to Bass Pro.
I get a stipend. It's in Bass Pro bucks.
Yeah. Assistant shot put coach. I'm getting me $500 off a boat.
Keep rolling this over. Yeah. Just a lot of time being wasted. Mm-hmm. Just too bad. One last thing I wrote down to talk about. We've talked about making a video about... Actually, wait. Have we talked about this? About the news? Just how crazy the news is. Like, I feel like I have friends who are like, you know, they're becoming... They work in journalism. And I follow them on Instagram. And, you know, they'll be so excited. Like, I got my big break. I got to anchor last night. Which, you know, from what I know about the news, that is a big deal. That's like a step up in your career. And so then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, good for them. And so I click on the video they've posted, and it's them, you know, some cute girl, nice dress, saying like, another 19 puppies were slaughtered last night. We still haven't caught the Cocker Spaniel killer. He is on the loose. He is dangerous. And we think he is moving to female humans. Be on the lookout. More tonight at 6.
Remember, the state of Iowa, you have a catch and release policy. So when we find the guy, you're going to have to let him go, but let us know his whereabouts, because he's a big catch. And, yeah, that's... Have we talked about this, Derek? I don't know.
I can't remember if we've touched the news or not. About
so much, but I know. It never gets old, because, yeah, I know. Well, I have a few friends working in there, and they'll, like, when we get there early, got to make sure you're looking real cute, hair, makeup, big time. What are you, walking out in a pageant? And they're just all to say, like, yeah, there was a... Traffic's looking bad, and then we're gonna throw it over here where we learned that a star football player's best friend was in a drunk driving accident and ran a school bus off the road.
That's a great callback. It's like you went to 4 years of like journalism school, you've grinded, you've interned, now you've got to the place they're gonna let you be an in the field reporter. So when the county fair is there, people aren't going to believe there's a county fair unless you're there asking people, how's the root beer, guys? Are we enjoying the root beer?
I saw this says, the sign says fresh squeezed lemonade, but it's powdered. So how do you get to charge $6 for that, sir?
Well, that's all the time we have. Yeah. Throw it back to you, Bobby.
Today we have Trey Kennedy here. He's here on a first date, and he thought the $20 to get in the place would also let him ride all the rides. This date is now going to cost him north of $200. Tell us, how's it going, Trey? Well, that's definitely not Fresh Squeeze Limiting. This whole thing's a sham.
Well, we're here. Do you watch The Office?
Yeah.
Top three favorite scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Michael or Jim, who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite?
Oh, Dwight. Yeah, Dwight's good too, though, in his own way.
Uh-huh. What did they deep fry? Why do they have to talk like that? I remember making fun of that.
The way
and
they
say they like train them to talk like that. What if, I feel like there's a big opportunity to just start news that they could they just talk to me?
Could they just talk normal? That would get people's attention.
Yeah, they sound like Siri or something.
They always start so low.
Or do you, your friends who are on it don't?
Yeah.
Isn't it bizarre to hear them talk like
that? That is not how they talk.
Down a few decibels, and they're like, "What is she saying?"
We have got a new story for you guys tonight. Turns out, $500 at Bass Pro doesn't get you that much. We're going to be talking to Steve Triplett later on tonight to see just how much he and his wife can fit into a kayak.
Later tonight at 10. We have Steve here with us. Steve, tell us, what are your extracurricular activities?
I mean, they just hunting and fishing, mainly.
I'm sorry for the folks who cannot understand because he doesn't talk properly. Or like,
how do we find these people who barely know English to interview on local news? It's like there was no one with like a proper understanding of subject and predicate you could put on the news.
Yeah, I mean, they just flee to the nearest like prison or something. Yeah. But like, could you just let this guy out for a minute?
We would ask him about traffic.
Personify the state of Oklahoma really quick.
The news is just fascinating.
Or like public speakers, or there's like these weird, I feel like they all kind of do some of the same stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with me. Like those.
Yeah.
When they talk to you like you're a 3-year old.
Uh huh.
I feel like I'm going to go to a mega church sermon one day and he's going to go, "If you hear me clap twice." Like, okay.
My goodness.
Yeah. I get the picture.
How patronizing is this going to be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, glad we didn't go into journalism.
Yeah.
Because for a while it sounded fun.
I can't talk like this. I know. They need to interview some good normal people. Less entertaining, though.
How many times have you been on the news?
I've had a few random ones. Ooh, let's pull this up. Because I feel like...
Let's see if I can Google myself on news.
I'm going to pull... I think this is out here. Because I think this is going to be really cringy, but I'm gonna do it for my rec days, dude.
I don't even know what to search.
I was researching...
Really?
I got something for you guys.
I was going to say, I've been on the news probably
so you gotta find this.
eight or nine times in my life. Maybe more, actually. I might have been on the news 15 times in my life.
I this is 3 years ago. I did a partnership with Megabus. It's like a Greyhound type vibe.
Right when I started working with you, I feel like something with Megabus was happening.
Right. I bussed around on a Megabus. I made content to promote it. And part of that was they had me on a few local morning shows to talk about my partnership with Megabus. I mean, my gosh, I don't think I really realized it was happening until I was there. This is years ago. I had very little like performance, anything. I mean, look what I'm wearing. I have on shorts and this t-shirt, I think. So this should be pretty cringy. Here we go.
This segment sponsored by Megabus.
Megabus.
Born and raised in Oklahoma, Trey Kennedy.
There's the voice.
Born and raised.
What if I just mocked her? Thank you for having me, Christina.
Saw his rise to fame on Vine and has been creating energy.
Look at me. I mean, show a little. This is gonna be brutal, dude. I don't think I've ever watched this. I've just seen it and never clicked on
it. It looks like they've cut you out and like shrunk you and made you like to scale, but only 5'2".
He is hitting the road with Megabus for his back to college road trip, and he's here to tell us.
Why is this a news story?
I don't know, dude. It's funny because I get hit up by a lot of just going on tour and stuff. They'll be like, "Hey, we're the local. There's like a local morning show here in San Antonio. We'd love to interview." And I'm just like, I don't. I think it's like Then this lives on the internet. I'm embarrassed.
Joining us. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So, tell us about this road trip. How did it begin?
I'm partying up with Megabus.com to go all through these different college towns, kind of a back to school. Fun content creating journey.
Journey, dude.
I sound like I'm on The Bachelor.
Started just the other day in Philadelphia, and here we are in Baltimore. So, and we're heading to DC. So
fantastic. What type of content can we expect out?
Like, this guy's a comedian. This guy's hilarious.
My Instagram and Facebook. It's just kind of got fun, goofy content of surrounding this back to school and the Megabus.com for students kind of going back to school. So we went through Temple.
Say it more. So it means
I clearly had a script or something.
It's back to school, and it's with Megabus.
So it's fun.
We're going back to schools, and it's fun, goofy. It's Instagram, overall, it's just back to school.
I'm just tired because I've been living on a bus. a mega one.
Well, we're going to Maryland later today.
Go Terps.
Yep. And then to DC. So it's
that's awesome. So why Megabus? Go Terps.
Because they paid me the right amount of money.
It's affordable.
I mean,
why Megabus?
I was just begging them.
The bus companies.
Yes, you'd say I'm just a big fan, and it's affordable. It's easy. Get you where you need to go.
Right. They even have Wi-Fi on board. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
You gotta have the Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. So why are you choosing colleges as opposed to high schools or just a general tour where anybody can come see you?
Well, given the culture, I don't feel like I should be popping into high schools. It seems like it'd be problematic. But
college students, I think, are a big target of Megabus.com, and it's super easy to use and affordable for them to commute back to their hometowns.
Absolutely.
And a lot of my audience are college kids, so I think it's a good match, and it should be good.
Absolutely. So I'm interested in hearing back a school. Little bit about your backstory. You got started on Vine. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be, you being so famous right now.
Vine, a few years ago when it came out, got into it with my buddies living together in college. It was kind of an overnight thing where video took off on the internet, and here I am today. Kept
it's
it going
almost
on
over,
Instagram
folks.
And Facebook.
That's
and
awesome.
It's led me to all crazy places like Megabuses across college towns.
Right.
It's fun.
So, of course, we want to keep up with this tour. You mentioned your social media pages. What are your handles? Where can we follow you?
At Trey N. Kennedy on Twitter.
Oh, this Facebook, is how you blew up. You plugged it on Baltimore News.
Yep.
This is how.
Should get you covered.
Fantastic.
That
and
should
very
get
briefly,
you covered.
I'm most excited about going into
I sound like all I do is fish and hunt.
Just going back to college towns.
Yeah.
College was so fun. I'm out of college. I'm so old.
We're both old.
Did I mention it's a back to school campaign? I'm going back to schools.
Tons of fun, and we'll keep up with you on social media.
Any comments? I wonder if there's any.
Trey,
nope,
I just texted
no one's really
you.
Seen this.
No, not a single person.
3 years ago. I'm so happy for Trey. Thanks.
He's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, that was about as bad as I thought it would be. You have something?
We don't need to watch like the first like 30 seconds of it or so, but it's kind of funny. I was on the news in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, really?
Also 3 years ago.
How do I find this?
I just texted it to you.
Okay. I got to send it to myself. Bozeman, Montana. Why were you in Bozeman, Montana?
I think the recties probably know this at some point, but this is when I was doing a cross-country road trip, and our car broke down in a parking lot, and the news came out and filmed us. So it's like, I don't know. I'm just pretty eccentric
you
looking
guys.
You
show a little more energy than I did?
I don't remember exactly what happens at the base clip, but.
Okay, Jake, I found the video.
Okay.
This is what I need to see, huh?
I don't remember what's on this, but let's watch it together.
Let's see.
A trio of travelers has arrived in Bozeman. This is such a kick. And at night.
Her voice is worth this alone.
Such a kick.
Unusual trio of travelers.
Unusual trio of travelers.
Arrived in Bozeman. This
is arrived in Bozeman.
Such a kick.
Dude, I bet she sings like this. Oh, she's probably got a smooth.
A 1996 stretch limousine. Their adventure begins in Maine and has a Hollywood destination.
MTN's Mallory Peoples introduces us to a group making the unexpected stop here in the Gallatin Valley.
Their voices are switched.
It's not your typical road trip. Not the vehicle or the passengers.
Yo, Ellen, I know you watch Bozeman local news. Email us back.
With some gorilla tape and high hopes.
Said Alpha down there. I forgot about that.
With some gorilla tape and high hopes. Stop doing this, YouTube.
Three young men have set out to travel all of the continental U.S. and end up in Hollywood on the
Ellen
Show.
And how did Bozeman get to interview you guys?
I mean, we broke down. We didn't. The guys was like, "Yeah, they decided to stop in Bozeman." Like, we broke down there. Like,
and
we
someone
did not
from the news happened to find you broken down.
There's not a lot going on in Bozeman, so yeah, there's just like a giant limo in a parking lot.
That's amazing.
They're spreading their humor and sense of style.
You can see there's some gold right here. I think that's real gold. I think this is real gold.
Some Ed Hardy jeans.
Nice.
Their GoFundMe page has
that's
raised
all. You get
$8,000.
Were you not on camera?
They say it's gone towards buying books for a woman pursuing her GED.
We've got to see it.
Have even set another.
Right now, we kind of look at every day with the hope of getting to help someone or the hope of getting to spread some good positivity or something. And so I hope if nothing else, the pattern of that will continue even after this trip is over with.
Turning a unique road trip.
You went a little news voice yourself.
I must have. Went in Bozeman.
There it is.
Anyway.
Newsboys.
Newsboys. Great band.
Man, that lady that day, I probably left that Baltimore show. She was like, my gosh, that guy was boring.
Fun and goofy content. Yeah. Right.
So do you plan on being funny and goofy this morning? Oh, I went on. There's no way I could ever find this. I tried to find this other one, but I can't find it. I remember part of that Megabus thing, I went on to some dude's, it was like a local talk show. He was this black dude. I think it was all black audience. Thanks, Steve Harvey, but just like.
Not as famous.
In just like Baltimore or something. And I remember it was so high energy and so fun, like any, you know, talk show host was. And I did that, I think. I think at the end, one of my viral bits at that point was like, I would like sneeze and start singing. So he's like, I don't know where he's like, you got to hit a force real quick. And I think I just did a such a sad, like a low energy version. And thank goodness that's nowhere on the
road. Rectis, try to find it.
Try to find it. Thanks for another episode. 2 years. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you next week. Get your tickets. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Correct opinion.